Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Lady Gang. This is a special edition of the Lady Gang Quickie. Mm-hmm. I'm out of breath. Why is that?
Because you're eating biscuits and you were chasing my dog around.
I'm in Nashville. It's Mick Kelty solo, the way it was meant to be. Becca and Jack are in LA. They're missing out.
You're like NSYNC Justin Timberlake.
I am now the Beyonce for real.
Yeah.
Of the Lady Gang.
Screw the Lady Gang.
So I'm in Nashville and we're a little tipsy because we just recorded one of Caitlin's podcasts for Off of Vine.
And we all know we drank wine on that one.
Well, we drank an entire bottle of rosé and now she's drinking red. And not an entire bottle, but nope.
Just a little splash.
Anyway, this is the Lady Gang podcast. If this is your first podcast you've ever listened to, definitely don't listen to this one. Take a break, go back, listen to one of the three of us and then come back. Listen to Caitlin.
Circle back.
Like season one.
No one's going to start with solo 16. Kelty of a quickie.
No. They might.
I'm not saying that.
When they see your name. They might be like, oh, I'm a Caitlin fan. And then this is not a real representation of the Lady Gang podcast.
No, because everyone knows if they're a Caitlin fan, they're a Kelty fan because they listen to us both.
Okay. Anyway, we're here and we're doing, oh my God, we're doing a quickie because we want to introduce you to the world, Ramen Noodle.
Ramen Noodle,
Caitlin's new dog, rescue dog, is sitting here licking his paw.
Hey!
Diligently. Is your paw okay, baby? Don't lick your paw.
You know what? I think that paw bothers him.
Yeah, because he just had surgery on it.
No, he had surgery on his back. And I saw in a picture he was holding up his paw.
Oh, so he might have...
He's going to the vet tomorrow.
Okay. Ramen Noodle is freaking adorable. And Caitlin is hopeless as a dog mom trying to train Ramen Noodle.
So hopeless.
She made the beginner mistake of taking him to a new place to pee.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you take the dog back to the place they peed before. They smell the pee, then they pee there.
What's wrong with me? I thought I was better than... You know what?
It's disappointing.
I got my old dog when he was 9.
He was done.
So I didn't cooked. Get the training part.
No. But I'll help you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're here with Caitlin at her house. I'm going to describe it to you. It is massive. It's a big old mansion. So thank you for listening to Off the Vine, the podcast. Got a big old house. Her podcast room is so zhuzhy. It's black lacquer, crystal knobs.
But you have to also understand that we're in Nashville, and when I bought, it was not Nashville, okay? So
right.
So
Nashville's fancy now.
And I will still do well now because I bought the house before.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you could sell it for millions.
No Kelty fixer-upper.
It's not a fixer-upper, but it's close.
Yeah.
Your house is in better condition, and you've lived here for 5 minutes than my house that I've owned for many years.
Right, but you knew that going into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you want to talk all Canadian on this?
My host has good bones.
Yeah.
And when the bones are good, the rest don't matter. That's what Mara Mora says.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, Caitlin and I, of course, you guys know. We grew up together in Canada. Hey. Our moms are friends. Mm-hmm. Now we're here. I turned into French Canadian right there.
Yeah, you always switch accents.
I know, it's weird. Okay, so on this Lady Gang Quickie, we're going to talk about what your a lot of your things about Caitlin.
Okay.
So,
okay.
What is your biggest fear, Caitlin? I'll eat the biscuit.
My biggest fear is somebody falling out of love with me.
Well, that already happened.
About 8 times.
Yeah. Well, wait. So I have a question. Before Sean, give us a love life. Who is in your life? Okay. You had a hockey player.
Yeah.
Okay. You had a barista.
A barista? Did you just make that up?
Didn't you have a guy in Vancouver that was a barista?
No.
A waiter?
He was a ballet dancer.
Oh, oops.
And he had meningitis twice and lost his hearing, and he was deaf, and he had a cochlear implant, and he could hear only electrically, like electric sounds, and he was, it still is, a magnificent dancer. Kai Glover.
Oh. I want to ask you something now about that.
Okay.
Have you ever had better sex than you had with a dancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is really your theory?
I think when you have sex with a dancer, it's the best dance. It's the, like, a male dancer is amazing.
Really? Because I, no. Well.
Oh, sorry, Kai. What's his name?
Kai. And
sorry,
I,
Kai.
To be honest, I mean, I was like 20 and I don't even know if we were, you know.
You weren't doing it,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm almost 34. I'm 34 in like 2 weeks.
You're so old.
No, I don't feel old at all. I just don't remember my 20s.
Okay. Okay. So then you dated the dancer.
Yeah.
You dated a hockey player.
Yes. And that was
serious.
So serious. We looked at rings. I moved to Germany. He was a hockey player, so I had to move for him. Ugh. And that's when I realized that I'd completely lost myself and that I was supposed to do things. I was like, I am too much of a force. I need to do things for my own. I need to be this independent person. Otherwise, I was honestly having out-of-body experiences, mm-hmm. where I would look at myself and be like, who is this person? You're lost.
Don't know her.
You're a skeleton of yourself, and you're not a healthy person in this relationship. And thank God that they broke up with me.
Because, thank God.
Because I was too weak at that time in my life to break up with them. And what? Oh, Ramen, you sweet angel.
God damn it, Ramen, and your cuteness.
I'm obsessed.
I'm so lucky. So cute.
I'm so
okay.
lucky.
You're so lucky. All right. Next question.
Okay.
How much of that hair is real?
This?
Yeah.
Please feel.
Is it all real?
Kelsey,
no.
I am so flattered that you think any of this is fake. I have the finest, thinnest hair in the world.
Beautiful.
And I'm trying so hard to just not do
extensions. Beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful, girl. You look so good.
My God, I love you.
Okay. What is the dream that you secretly dream that you would never tell anyone, but you hope it happens?
Oh. Wait. I feel like I should have been prepped for this interview.
No.
Okay. The dream that I secretly wish would happen.
Like for me, I'll give you a minute.
Yeah,
to
please
think about.
Give me an example.
Like, I dream of the day the paparazzi is just waiting outside and I don't have to call them myself.
That is my nightmare.
Oh.
That is my nightmare.
You don't want the paparazzi?
No. I walked in today to get ramen and I came
in. Was there paparazzi there?
I don't know, but I don't know if there is paparazzi in Nashville. I know there used to be, and maybe there is because CMAs, but I walked in and she goes, are you, picking up a dog? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, do you have visitors? And I went, what do you mean? And she was like, well, I got a call saying someone notable. Is that the word?
Notable? Sure. Yeah.
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 Was coming in to get a dog and that there might be media waiting for you because of their social media. And I was like, oh. And I started feeling sick to my stomach. I wanted to poop. I wanted to just get out a back door.
Yeah.
I didn't want, because I was like, oh my God, no, I can't handle that. So no, that's, I mean, everyone's allowed to have different dreams.
Yeah.
That's definitely not mine.
Okay, what's your dream?
My dream would to be to live on an island of nobody and have nobody and still be able to
be
have
successful.
My platform.
I know.
To,
that's the thing.
But
you
I feel like
both ways.
I feel like I disappoint people when they see me in person because mm-hmm. I feel like everybody thinks I'm this big personality, which I am.
But you're also
but when
an
I
introvert.
Meet people, I'm an introvert
mm-hmm.
and I don't like disappointing people.
Mm-mm.
And I feel anxiety.
Yep.
And if I snap, he just stops. Good boy. I feel anxiety and pressure to be somebody.
You want to be off the vine in real life, but you can't be off the vine all the time.
Right. And that, and it's not saying that's not who I am because this is me.
Yeah.
It's just
part of you.
Part of me when
like
I'm
Katie
comfortable
Perry.
And in my own home and, you know, talking to
judging.
Yeah. Yeah. So my dream would be
to live on an island with ramen noodle
and still have a platform to inspire people.
The Lady Gang.
Okay. Do you think that Jason and you will get married?
100%.
You think he's your guy?
I have never been more confident about anything in my life.
Now, will you have a big wedding and have like the Chris Harrison come and do it?
Okay. So
I could see you getting married in Mexico.
I've had this conversation with Jason and he goes, here's where we're going to disagree. Because he wants it to be like, you know, family, friends, yeah, everybody, big party.
Right.
And I'm like, I would go to Vegas and dress up in a funny costume and marry you.
Yeah.
I would go to the courthouse and then I could have a big party. Fine. But I've never the person that's dreamt about my wedding.
Yeah.
But I would do that if that meant something to him. He was like, I would love to get married in Buffalo. I'm like, cool. Let's do it. I don't care.
What's in Buffalo?
That's where he's from.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's cold there a lot. So
is it in Alberta?
Why don't you get married at the Mutark Conservatory in Edmonton, Alberta, Caitlin?
What is that?
You know the Mutark Conservatory.
The pink building?
It's the triangle building in Edmonton.
Yeah, the pink one. It's green. It's green.
It's not pink. When is it green? It's glass. It's the Mutark Conservatory. I can't even That's where people get married, in the desert room. Come on, Caitlin.
I don't know.
There's nowhere to get married in Leduc. I'll tell you that. I know 100% you're not having that wedding in Leduc.
But if
you did, it would be the biggest thing since oil.
Which is pretty big.
Pretty big. They're like, we invented oil. And oil? Caitlin Bristow.
Leduc was an answer on Jeopardy one time for oil.
I believe
oil.
It. For oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
My
claim. So Jason is the guy.
Well, I don't even have a doubt in my mind.
Okay. I'm renewing my vows this Christmas with Chris.
That's so romantic.
But here's the thing. Okay. I need to ask the Lady Gang and I want to ask you.
Okay.
Do you think it's cheesy if I like rent a dress to wear in the photos or like get given a dress or should I buy a dress?
Are you nuts?
I want to wear like
You're a content creator. You're an Instagram influencer.
Thank you, Caitlin. Wait, I'm going to change my headline on Instagram to Instagram influencer Caitlin Bristow.
Quoted by. But why would you not
do a dress?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was cheesy to be like, oh my God, I got this dress.
No.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
I can't wait to remarry Chris. Because when the first time we got married, I said my vows and it was like, I meant all of them.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you're going to be saying them in front of your mom and dad. You know what I mean? So you don't really know what to say. My new vows, like when it's just me and him eloping, like renewing the vows, it's going to be like, baby, every day I'm going to fuck you good. Like it's going to be.
And I'm going to be in the back being like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to cook you one meal a week.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put away your underwear when the maid does the laundry.
Oh, yeah.
She leaves it on the end of the bed. Ooh. Then it's in your drawer. Hey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to text you in the middle of the afternoon and ask you if you paid the electricity bill. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so real.
It's going to be so real. Like but my vows, like vows from when I was like,
right?
Well, it's going to be 6 years, but we've been together 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, our first vows were like, I'm going to believe in you and no one believes in you. But like now I'm like, ooh, I'm not going to say anything about the stench coming out of the bathroom after you leave.
I don't believe in you anymore. Oh,
you're going to have adult acne and I'm not going to care.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we can all see you're losing your hair, but I'm not going to bring it up. Hey, you know?
The most real vows.
Don't you think?
That is so 2019
like,
of you.
I'll be like, I can really tell by the broken capillaries in your nose that you're getting old. But I love you anyway.
Your balls are sagging, but I don't care. I'm still going to suck them anyways. Oh, yeah.
I am not going to suck a ball.
Oh.
You suck a ball?
I mean, I would if it made him happy.
Oh, God. No, not thank you.
Yeah, I might be just lying. Okay. Sound cool.
You're like, oh, I sound cool. I suck balls. Caitlin, if you want to lie to sound cool, don't do it about scrotums.
You know what? I immediately.
Oh, yeah. She loves to suck a ball.
Oh, okay. No. That's going to get me in some nasty headlines again. Oh,
nasty headlines. Caitlin Bristow on the Lady Gang loves to suck a ball. Okay. So what would your, if you have a Reelstagram,
okay,
what would your real Vowstagram be? I'll do yours.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're doing the background.
This is for Jason.
Okay.
Oh,
you have better eyebrows than me.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care.
No, we don't.
But I kind of care. And where do you get them threaded?
Oh, yeah.
Honey. That lady deserves a tip.
Ooh, those microbladed, babe. Oh, yeah. Okay, next.
Okay. You left the toilet seat up a few times.
Every time.
First 48 hours that we lived together.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie, it threw me off.
Threw me off. Wasn't sure about you, but I'm still going to take you to the wedding.
You snore.
Oh, shit. Really?
You snore a lot.
It's a problem.
And sometimes I find it hot.
Ooh, what? Sexual snore. Yeah,
because I'm like, oh, he is at peace. This guy does not have problems.
can we get you a breathe right strip, honey? He's sponsored, baby.
He's so stable that he snores because he does not have anxiety.
He's in REM. Baby, you're so stable. You snore like you're in REM.
Oh,
you get so deep in your sleep. You're in REM.
It's so hot.
The deepest sleeper of all time. You know you got a retirement fund, baby. Oh, yeah.
401k.
So hot. So hot. Yeah. Okay, what's next? Oh, yeah.
Yep. There it is. Use more hair product than I do. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. You also have more hair than I do. Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
There it is.
Wait, I was supposed to do a break for our commercials.
Oh, break it.
Okay, this is our break.
Okay.
When we come back, Caitlin's going to answer one final question.
Oh, yeah.
The Lady Gang.
We're back.
Just like that, we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, question.
Ramen.
Ramen is
licking
his butthole.
Stop licking yourself.
Okay. I have a question. So the girls always make fun of me because no matter where I go in life, I always care what my exes think. Like my ex, Kevin Duff from high school, who lives in a van.
You care what he thinks?
Yeah. I'm like still posting being like,
I don't live in a van.
Well, no. I'm just I'm great. Like I turned out awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you care what dancer, German exes should not be named?
I don't care what dancer thinks because I think he's
awesome.
I think he's the sweetest person and he's probably so happy for me.
Is there any part of you that getting ramen noodle, you're like, I hope everyone in the world sees that I'm happy with a new dog?
I want to answer this really genuinely. Like, I don't want to say something that's just trying to be like, I should say this because it's right.
Yeah.
I have always, since I was little, wanted a golden.
Yeah.
A golden was something that attracted me to Sean.
Because he had a dog.
I was like, that's so hot. He is a golden retriever. Mm-hmm. That's my dream dog. Fast forward, I always wanted my own that loved me, that mm-hmm. I rescued.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I did it necessarily for any,
malicious reasons.
Malicious reasons.
Yeah.
But does a tiny part of me think, no, you know what? I don't.
You don't.
Uh-uh. I'm trying to be really honest.
Yeah.
No.
You don't feel it.
No. Because
you've been to therapy.
Yes. And because I genuinely want him to be happy.
Yeah.
Even if he hurt me, even if he did me wrong, mm-hmm. even if deep down in my soul, I'm like, I want good things for him.
Yeah.
And even if I, in my head, I'm like, no, don't want good things for him. I really do.
Yeah. But that's because you're Canadian. My friend Christina is like, you know, the problem really? With you, you're Canadian. You want the best for people. She's like, if you could be a little more American, you would be a little more savage. And I was like, I'm hardcore in business, but at the bottom of my gut, if you go all the way down to my uterus, I'm like, I want the best for you.
I do.
That's hard.
Like sometimes I just want to give him a hug and be mm-hmm. like, I hope you're well.
Yeah. Hope you're okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nudes? Oh my God. He's like Noodle the podcast dog. Noodle, what do you think about your mom? Oh my God, his side eye is so aggressive.
He is the best side eye of all time.
He's got a sass to him. He's like,
are you awake right now?
I think he's been through such hard times.
Yeah,
he's like, do I trust you?
He's like, and I'm not sure about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Caitlin, you're fabulous. Thank you for being on this quickie. I don't remember what we talked. It's so quick.
God, I hate quickies.
No, it's great.
Well, I'm like, I want to talk more.
You're like, it's 3:00 in the morning because some of us have to work tomorrow. Caitlin, how many shows do you have now? Off the Vine.
Grape therapy.
Grape therapy. And then Colin.
Drunk dial. Yeah.
3 a week.
Yeah.
So much content.
It's a lot. And I feel like I'm boring people. So I asked, I'm like, do you guys like this or no?
Should we just do one?
Bad.
Yeah.
And people seem to like it because they're all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My drunk dials are like yuck cookies.
Yuck cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do a drunk dial quick?
Yeah, we'll do a drunk dial. Okay, bye. Okay, wait. So, sorry, Jack and Becca, you missed out on our friend Caitlin and Ramen the Noodle.
Yeah, love you guys.
Okay, we weren't here for a long time, but we're here for a good time. That's our sign off on Thursdays.
That was my sister's graduation song. I'm here for a good time.
Not for a long time.
So have a good time. The sun is going to shine every day.
Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to The Lady Gang. You can subscribe if you love the show and check out new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on social at The Lady Gang or follow us personally at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Bannock. And head on over to our website, theladygang.com, to ask us a question, sign up for our newsletter, or buy all the cute Lady Gang merch you see us wearing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday.